Hello, and welcome to another episode of Point to Point. It is the show where I drive from one point to another and try to find the point. Today's point. What is today's point? Well, there's not really. Here's the thing. I hate to blow it on you here, but today's point is there isn't a point. We're getting meta today, folks. I most recently came back from a delightful long weekend in the Cape Cod area. Ooh, imagine the Cape Cod era though. Ooh. I came back from a trip to Cape Cod, which is kind of close to where we are. We had a fine family trip. It was beautiful weather. Spent a lot of 50 degree days walking around on a beach. We went for a wonderful bike ride as a family on the Cape Cod. I don't actually know what it's called. It's a bike path. You ride your bike on it, and sometimes you cross some streets. But kind of the thing is that it became this kind of nice contemplative trip away that I kind of didn't really expect. There was s'mores, there was pizza, there's beer presented by Treehouse Brewing, a fantastic brewery in the Massachusetts area. And so it kind of got me thinking about, you know, with those times on the beach and, you know, your mind starts to wander. I kind of use those times to kind of get a little grounded and try to think about where I'm going and kind of what I'm working on and where things are headed. And it got me thinking about content stuff specifically. Obviously it is a big part of what I do these days, a thing that like kind of gets me up in the morning and keeps me excited for what's coming. And I figured, what the hell? Like part of the show is here's what it's like to be a teeny tiny content creator. And so I kind of wanted to dig into that a little bit. Some things are changing. I don't know how quickly they will be changing. I simply know that they will be. I've kind of gone pretty deep on thinking about, you know, what's going on with the show, the 70% Complete podcast. That thing will not be changing. That's exactly as I want it. I feel like the last couple of episodes, the next upcoming one also, the gear episode that we kind of dig into stuff, I feel like we really hit our stride with that show, and I kind of love where everything is. You may also have seen that I put out a short video. It was about, I think it was exactly 9 minutes long, actually, unintentionally, but a short video based on a blog that I had done a couple months ago now about the weapons in Prey, specifically the glue cannon and the Hunter's Bolt caster, and how I think those weapons are like some of, just showing off some of the most inventive weapon design and like how weapons can inform gameplay decisions and kind of like pathing throughout immersive sims, and how that's kind of like a really inventive thing that the team working on Prey did, specifically taking, you know, the tool set that you get to kind of cheat with in a fantasy setting and put it in a semi hard science fiction setting, and now you've got yourself a cool tool set that I feel like you really don't get. I put that video out a couple weeks ago now, 2 weeks ago I think, maybe just over a week ago. And listen, these are kind of the big challenges with trying to think about how you set up something like this for the long term. Because I guess maybe like front load this the most, but I'm still in this. Like I still want to do this stuff. I still believe in it. It still does get me up in the morning. I still love the stuff that I make for 70% Complete. And this is kind of me thinking more deeply about the stuff that I make, when I put it out, what I put out, and kind of what the focus is. And so that video came out when I made that Prey video. It was set up as I intentionally went into it. That video I was not going to make. Wednesday afternoon, and Thursday morning I woke up and said, hot damn, I'm gonna do it. I'm gonna sit down, I'm gonna make that video, I'm gonna play some Prey, capture some footage, throw it together, and it became a production challenge for me. How quickly can I make a 10-minute video to get out there? You know, the script I kind of been sitting on for, you know, since that blog post went up, kind of very similar to how my Blueprints video was, that originally started as a blog post, and I kind of put it out as a shorter form thing. The first version of the Avowed video, actually, the You Are What You Read, was also a blog post. And so I've been kind of playing with, like, okay, well, how are we going to do the website? You know, I'm sitting there thinking, like, okay, I have a website, 70%complete.com. It is a website about video games, but it is not a news site, right? Like, it is not a news site. It's not really, like, it is kind of a reviews site. Like, typically I only put reviews up on there or blog posts that are not, like, features in a traditional publishing sense. And it kind of just, like, got me thinking of, like, okay, well, maybe what I can do with these blog posts is that I can tie them to videos. So if you're not into going to the website to read the articles, maybe you'll stumble across our stuff in the YouTube algorithm and that'll bring you somewhere, or that'll get you to engage with our stuff in a different way. Which I think is, like, you know, as a Wednesday thought I had, like, pretty sound. Like, it kind of makes sense that that's like another way to utilize the content I've already made in a way that is, like, useful to someone else in a different medium. The thing that I think I started thinking about afterwards, after I published that, I published that video on Friday afternoon, maybe, and then had a day at home, and then we headed off to the Cape. So, like, that video was not done doing its stuff until I was already where we were staying. And the more I thought about it over the weekend, the more I realized that, like, that was a fun production challenge, and I've now, like, proven to myself that I can put out a high quality produced video in my style in a day and a half, 2 days, if I have a script ready to go. I re-recorded that video because I didn't like the framing in the first one. You know, like, I can do it. Like, I've proven that I can do that. I've proven that the idea of having a video version of the blog post is, like, completely capable, something I can do. And I started going through the idea of, like, okay, so we have the website, we have the podcast, we have the video essays. I want these to kind of work in tandem in, like, an interesting and compelling way. I've now proven that I can spend 2 days on a, you know, taking a blog post, turning it into a video, putting that out, feeding the content machine. And to me, that kind of made sense. Like, okay, that's doable. That means that, you know, in kind of, like, low weeks, I have 2 to 3 days of time that I can still spend on my larger projects, the Avowed video, the upcoming Wolfenstein video, and maybe someday that Expedition 33 one that I've been working on. Like, that sounded good to me, of, like, feeding more content into the world to get more eyeballs on my stuff. And then I was pedaling a bike. down that bike path, going past the ocean and some inlets and everything. And I just started thinking about it, like, but, and I came to this larger kind of revelation about the things that I make. And, you know, part of this is based on data, as being, like, a data nerd and also, someone who does not have a lot of it. That Avowed video, my Avowed video did very well compared to a lot of the other things that I put out. It did very well once, which, you know, is always a scary thing to base decisions on. But what I'm also recognizing is that the other videos that I do do not do very well. One of them has done pretty well, almost as well as the Avowed video, and that also took me a long time to make. And so I'm sitting there thinking about it, and I'm thinking about where my heart is at with a lot of the content that I'm making. And you'll notice that I even did it here. I referred to the Pray video as one to keep feeding the machine. When I was making that video, I was thinking about it as a way to keep the feed alive. And I don't want to do that. I made that Avowed video because I felt compelled to make that Avowed video. I look at how that thing came out, what it looks like, how it sounds, you know, the points I was making, the production of it, like the light placement of those things, like all of the different interesting things I tried out that you may not have noticed, but were new skills to me or new things I wanted to try out inspired by something else. I love that shit. That's what I want to do. And the thing about those, about the Pray video, about the, you know, about the Blueprints video, like even starting to tiptoe into this with the South of Midnight video, is that it doesn't make sense for the stuff that I make to, you know, quote unquote, keep the feed alive. It doesn't make sense to, you know, continue churning out content, because that's just simply not, it's not what I want to do. It's not how I think about this stuff. And if I'm being very realistic with myself, it's not sustainable, right? Like, I'm not going to be able to churn out content in the way that a lot of the websites I look up to are able to. I can't really, you know, even with Logan and I, we are a two-person group. We have a decent network of friends that we could pull in to do other stuff for. But, like, that is a significant amount of work. It is incredibly hard to push uphill. I'm in a bunch of communities of people who have been doing that for years, and they have not, you know, they have not achieved the type of success that I look up to for the most part. And some of them have. But I look at that and I say, okay, but like, I could do that, but that's not what I want to do. What I want to do is make, you know, 60 to 90 minute long videos about video games. I think that that feels right to me. I want to, you know, I want to make the video as long as it needs to be. And I want to take as long as it takes to do that. And I don't want to be making things as production challenges to see how quickly I can make sure you know this YouTube channel is alive. Because ultimately, I think that there's a very low percentage of people who watched that Pray video and said, ah, yes, I'm glad to know this YouTube channel is still alive. They saw a video about Prey, they clicked it, they might have stayed, they might have left, and then they moved on with their day. That's not what happened with the Avowed video. And that's the thing that I'm chasing after. Like, when I talk about data, when I talk about signal and noise, like, that's what I mean. Like, looking at the response that I had to the Avowed video, the ways that people were engaging with that, besides that motherfucker who said it was made by ChatGPT, you show up again, I'll actually talk to you this time. There's a lot more going on there that I want to foster and is in line with the things that Logan and I have talked about, like what we want 70% complete to be. So that's where I'm going. I think the YouTube channel, the 70% complete YouTube channel, as we've continued to pivot away from putting up ephemera and other stuff, you know, the Let's Tries, I will probably not be doing those. The like longer plays, I will probably not be doing those. I want to kind of purely focus on the longer form videos. I've been doing this stuff for almost 2 years now, and I finally feel confident enough in the stuff that I put out to stand by it and not have to fit other stuff into it, which is a really weird place to be when I know very much that this is not how algorithms work. And I'm hoping that people show up for the future ones, you know? It is an extreme gamble. But the more I think about it, the more I think about the stuff that I put out, the stuff that I have fun with, I have a lot of friends who are in the streaming space, and I could do that, but it's not the type of stuff I want to make. It's not the type of stuff that, you know, gets me excited. I enjoy making those Let's Try videos. Those are all pre-recorded for a reason, though, you know? I think ultimately when it comes down to it, like, I want to be a person who makes zany videos that are too long and appeal to a very specific kind of sicko. Because, you know, there are other changes coming to 70% Complete, I think, as we get further into the summer. I am trying to stay really hard on target for the Wolfenstein video coming out sometime in June. Man, it'd be real interesting if that came out on July 4th, huh? Something to think about. Because I think that there's going to be some bigger changes when it comes to, like, being able to support us doing the work that we do. And it's something that I've also toyed around with. Logan and I have had some pretty deep conversations about where 70% goes and, like, what our goals are for it. And right now, the two things are, like, my video essays, because they take so long to make, they are, the in my mind, the marquee product that we make. I think Logan is going to be a little bit more involved in the process of making those. He's already helped me out a bit on the on some of the scripting for them, and, like, you know, doing some proofreading and, like, point reading to make sure that I'm hitting what I need to hit. And I think that it's gonna end up being a thing where those become the marquee, like, big moments for us. And the, you know, I think about this in terms of architecture as I usually do, but something that I really enjoy about modern, you know, modern organic architecture made by people like Frank Lloyd Wright and his apprentices, there's this notion, and this kind of carries, you'll notice it in more recent modern construction as well, but there's this notion of contraction and expansion. And so it's basically, you walk into a home and you know that it is a, like, organic architecture, or that it is a, you know, mid-century has this a lot as well. I think this is something that is usually missed with like open plan, knock all the walls down architecture these days, is that they're kind of missing the point here. But you walk into a narrow hallway where you are contracted. The space is small, and it is not tight, but it is narrow, and it is small. It makes you feel kind of big, or that you're being kind of, like, taking up a lot of space in the space. And then in, like, really well done buildings like this, you walk through this hallway, or you leave this in-between space, because those are spaces you're not supposed to spend time in, and then you expand out into this vast open space. And the thing that I really like about Wright, to just, like, get my fun little architect nerd on here for a second, is that typically in, like, ranch homes that are kind of stealing from the design template that he set up with Usonians and some of his more modern houses in, like, the 30s and 40s, is, like, those hallways are nothing spaces in most ranch homes these days. You don't really do anything in them. They're simply, you know, transitory. You go from one place to another. You have to get from one place to another. You have to get from point to point somehow. So you go through the hallway. And the thing that I like about Wright is that he uses those spaces as places to put in ornamental windows. This is kind of the kitschy, weird designs that he ends up making that are bespoke for him. They're in these clerestory windows, which are these small, like, square windows that go across the top. You can't look out them, but they give light inside, something that you would probably recognize from a game like Control. And he also uses those spaces as art galleries. Those are spaces where, you know, as you are going, transiting from one place to another, you look at the artwork on your walls. You see these small things. You're able to kind of, like, have an enriching moment as you go from, you know, a large room into the larger open kitchen space to the larger open library space. And to, like, bring this metaphor home after a minute and a half, I think that those are the things that I look at as a template for what we're doing at 70%. I think that the video essays, as the thing that has got, like, the most interaction that we want from people and is, like, the most creative fulfilling thing that I've done in a very long time, those are those vast open spaces. Those are those, you know, expansion moments where you have spent this time going through this tunnel, you're going on a path, and you've landed at your destination. You've landed at this, like, vast open space that is immaculately presented. It's got a kick-ass rug. It's a really nice library in there. And by God, it has that delicious chair in there. And the hallways, the movement from space to space, the thing that is, like, introducing you to new artwork or showing off, like, little flourishes, little touches, like those clerestory windows, that is the website. Those are the blog posts, the little tiny things that, you know, when fancy strikes, that's, you know, it goes up on the website. When fancy strikes, it goes into the 70% complete website or the 70% complete podcast. Like, those deep conversations that are less structured and are more, you know, meandering, like, those are the pathways through this garden as we work through the labyrinth. And that's kind of how I'm thinking about it. Like, if you want the videos to exist, like, if you want to make sure that more of this stuff comes out in the world, there will be a way to do that, I think, come June, when that Wolfenstein video comes out. That video is deep in pre-production right now, and is approaching production pretty soon, actually. And so I kind of, you know, we're 22 minutes into this. If you are a listener, you probably know you either were here and left quite early, or you're here in these rambling times. But that's kind of how I'm thinking about 70% right now and where some of these things are going. The website will remain a place for me to post reviews or shorter blog posts or essays about games that are written out when the written word is kind of how I want to express that. I've also realized that a lot of the stuff that works on the website analytics-wise is not news-related, which, surprise, you're going to go somewhere else for games news, right? And I think also along the lines of curation, I've talked about how I think this is from Lex Luddy, but the future of video game website and video game journalism is about curation. And I've gone about that a couple of different ways, to differing levels of success, I'd say. But I think that where it kind of comes down for me is that I'm bad at sticking to deadlines. I don't like having content calendars. I don't like having things that I have to do that become routine, rote, and kind of repetitive. And so I just don't think I'm going to do the wish list posts until I want to. I think that it is, like, making listicles or making, you know, even the stuff that I've done before of just, like, here are three games to add to your wish list. I think those are helpful. I think they do things. But ultimately, I don't think they're me. I don't think that they are 70% complete. I don't think that that is our way of doing curation or, you know, being a recommender or an influencer. I think it works for other sites. I think it works for other people. But ultimately, the thing about 70% that we've always said, Logan and I, when we talk about it, is that, you know, this is our plan for the future. This is what we would want to do. This is how we want to express ourselves. And, you know, quite literally keep our creative spirit alive doing this stuff. And so part of that is experimentation. Part of that is trying something 70% of the way and dumping it because we found out it doesn't work. It's just a better way for us to find what we want to take to 100. Yeah. it's been like a fun introspective week kind of thinking about it. There's also been fun life stuff going on about, like, you know, work shenanigans and everything that have forced me to put some of this stuff in a bit more perspective, you know, with free time and also the lack of it. I've been thinking more about it. So we'll keep the 70% complete podcast rolling. Like I said, we love that thing. I feel like specifically the whiteboard episodes and the Dishonored stuff that we've been doing is more in line with what we've kind of always wanted that thing to be. If you've been here since Codex episode 1, I think you're not going to be terribly surprised that this is where the show has ended up. But, you know, here we are. And don't expect a lot of YouTube stuff from me. That Wolfenstein video, fingers crossed, comes out in June-ish. There will be more talk of Control and also of Architecture in that one, actually, which is fun. But yeah, I'm trying, my new goal is to put out, wild goal, really pushing myself to work hard here, to put out 3 to 4 of those avowed size videos a year. And that's kind of it. That's where I want to put my time right now. And I think that that is where I am best at putting my time right now, just kind of based on the reaction and kind of the conversations I've had about that work. So look forward to that. I've already dropped hints or mentioned the 3 this year. Avowed still counts this year. That was in February. But yeah, it's going to be a busy year. It feels like I've decided to do less work, but actually I've decided to do significantly more. And that will be fun. The future of Point to Point still remains in limbo. I'll probably have more to say about that also come June. I'll kind of keep this show up as I go because it's pretty easy to make. But I think you can expect more episodes like this. And that might end up being something that is for the real bonus heads. But we'll see what happens between now and June. That's still some time away. But I think that's going to do it. This has been a long, rambly Saturday. I've just been sitting in this grocery store parking lot like a creepo staring at my phone. So time to get rid of these content-making icks and go get some groceries. Thanks for hanging out. If you've been here this long, both in the episode and like following the exploits of 70% complete, thank you so much. Like, comment, subscribe. I don't know. Join the Discord. It's in the show notes, I think. Come hang out. Tell me if you like this episode or not. That's the place where I kind of hang out with all the folks who enjoy the stuff that I make and kind of like talking about process. So if you like that stuff, come hang out in the Discord. I think that's like probably the best way to really engage with this for now and show your support for now. Future stuff. But yeah, I'm going to go get some groceries. Have a good rest of your Saturday, and we'll see you next week. Bye.